Hello and welcome to Loving Me, Myself, and Life with me, Jody Musiak. And today's episode is the first episode I get to record in our new home. My family and I have finally made it to the West Coast in BC, Canada, on the Sunshine Coast. So yeah, I want to share a little bit about that today, but the biggest thing I want to share is change. And I may have mentioned this quote before, and it's an amazing quote, and I now have so much more respect for this quote and kind of see it on all sides, more so now than I have ever seen in my life. And it is, change is hard at the beginning, messy in the middle, and gorgeous at the end. And that's by Robin Sharma. And boy, is it was hard. It was hard to make a decision to uproot my family, uproot myself from my other family, like my parents, and, you know, have it where our kids, my daughter changed schools. My son was signed up for forest school, and actually he was going to go to kindergarten forest school this year. But here in BC, they don't actually do junior kindergarten. So he's been used to being with friends and things. And of course, daycare closed in March when everything else did. So it was a decision that, you know, was hard. It can be really hard to make a change. Now, if you get to decide on the change, it can be like really, really hard if you get to, you know, that, and then you get those inner demons coming at you and be like, is this the right change? Am I doing the right thing? And you can just get really lost in the shoulda, coulda, wouldas, or not even the couldas, like the shoulds, like, should I do this? Or, you know, can I do this? And when you're affecting other people's lives, it can be really hard. I'm not saying that change when, and actually on the other side, the change where you're kind of just knocked off your feet kind of change, like, you know, all the schools shutting down in March kind of thing, and everybody having to stay home, that's a big change too. You know, changing jobs or careers or whatever it may be, sometimes it's in our control and sometimes it's not. And whatever the change is, it can be hard. And then once you get through the hard part of making the decision to change, and this could be for anything like weight loss, self-discovery, self-love, self-care, like doing different things for you. But then once we get past that point of making that decision, it can get downright messy. So I want to share a couple of things just so you know. Like, first off, I wanted to have this episode ready for you last week. I actually luckily had an episode on the, you know, just kind of tucked away, I guess, for moments that life throws me major curveballs that I had no way of seeing. Our stuff arrived a little later than we thought because our moving date got moved, and it's a long story, and maybe I'll share it today, maybe I'll share it another day, but it was messy. And anyways, I sat down last week to record this episode, and the cable to my mic, it was going for a while, so I really should have replaced it. That was all on me. But it went. It broke. And I was going to try and do it on other forms of recording and trying to, because I have all different mic devices, but the one that works best for recording the podcast, it did not work that way. And then, yeah, just anyways, long story short, I just wasn't able to record last week. Because we weren't sure where to get a new cable. We went like through all my cables and none of them fit. So anyways, life can throw things at you, and it's just about how you get up from those curveballs, those falls, the trips, you know. And I'm here to be honest with you. This move has been hard on so many levels. First, the decision. And like my husband and I, we've been talking about moving, and I probably said in a different episode about change, but this is more about like the in-between part and what happens after, you know, the mess too. We've been wanting to move for a long time, and I remember even talking about when my daughter was baby. We never wanted to uproot our family from our family, you know, like my kids from their grandparents and aunts and uncles and things. But then there just came a time where we had to be true to what was best for our family unit and for what our hearts were saying. Our hearts were screaming at us. So we finally made the decision, and it was hard, And then I got right messy. So I haven't recorded an episode since before we really got in the heavy duty packing area of the move. I made sure I recorded enough so they'd be all there. There was one week I missed completely because my husband actually is the editor of my podcast, and we were just up to our eyeballs and packing. So about a month before the movers were supposed to come, I don't even think we had the movers booked yet. We were like humming and hawing. It's a big decision. All your personal belongings go on a truck across. Like, so we were going from Ontario to BC, and we didn't know which one to go with. We were working with one for the longest time. Then we got the quote back. We're like, wow, that's expensive. So then we shopped around and did things. We dragged our feet. We ended up going with the ones that we originally, you know, they've been helping us for months before that, answering our questions and everything. Anyway, so we booked. It was 2 days later than we wanted to already. But anyways, so we planned on moving. This was even before, you know, the world went upside down. So we never thought we'd have to move with both kids home. We assumed I'd be packing like months before while the kids were at school or at daycare. So I was doing it with two kids home, my husband working full time. And I was just trying to, you know, make sure the kids were fed and, you know, taken care of and packing while my husband worked full time. So that month leading up to the move, I'm pretty sure I cried almost every day. Every day figuring out, like, how are we going to do this? Like, it was exhausting. And I think it was just a month before we were moving that we actually finalized everything with our house in here and in BC. So it was downright messy. And then the week before we moved, my husband and I didn't sleep. We pulled all-nighters, and, you know, if we did sleep, it would be for an hour or two. I remember waking up and I'd be like, it felt so good to get like an hour or two of sleep. And then I'd be like, life is good. I'm like, oh God, no, we got to pack the rest of the house. And we kept, you know, looking at the time of how much we had left to pack. And then every time I thought we are like, okay, we got this. Like, we only have this much left. It just seemed like it got deeper and deeper. And it was just this mess. So I'm not saying this to have you feel like, I don't want to have your, like, you feel pitied for me or feel sorry for me. I don't want to do that. I just want to share that things can get downright messy. However, I still wouldn't change moving here. Maybe I would have changed some of the ways we would have moved. You know, maybe we would have asked for help sooner. It was a little tricky though with trying to keep distance with people. And it's just different, definitely a different time and place to be moving. You know, people were saying, you know, moving is hard in general. And then you move with, like, you know, with the world just, you know, it's a different world right now that we live in. So we were facing some big challenges. However, I was still not change moving ever. Like, so as hard as it was to make the decision, and then how messy, and it got downright bad. Like, I'm not going to lie. It was horrible. And then we had the mover scheduled to come on the Thursday. We had to be out of our house the following Tuesday. That was our closing date. The movers came in and looked and like, you guys don't have enough things packed. We can't pack you in the time frame that we need to keep moving. So they left to go to their next job. And they're like, we'll be back in a couple days. So my husband and I did not sleep then for those days because we're like, oh my goodness, what happens if they don't come back? You know, we called our realtor, like, what happens if we can't move out on the day? And it just got horrifyingly scary and yuck. Like, it was just bad. And in between there, I had a family get together scheduled. My mom put on this beautiful outdoor social distancing gathering so people could see me and my kids and my husband one last time before we move across the country. And my husband couldn't even make it for most of it because he'd stay behind to pack because now the movers weren't coming. And then the day the movers finally did come, which was a Sunday, the day after my family going away party, we had all our friends coming to our backyard. You know, actually it was going to be our front yard, saying, you know, goodbye. But we moved it into our backyard just so they would, you know, be out of the way of the movers. So here we are. And like, we were horrified. We're like, we're still not fully packed by Sunday. You know, my husband and I, we stayed up. He was the one staying up like all the way through. I don't think he slept much at all. I had to get at least an hour of sleep here and there. Because then I was with the kids most of the time. I didn't even want to face the movers. I'm like, if they turn away again, like, I didn't know what I was going to do. There's many times where I'm like, okay, just have faith. Faith that we can do this. So I just like had to lean on like, okay, everything's going to work out. And as much as it didn't feel like it was going to, I had to have faith that somewhere something would give. Anyways, the movers came back, and they came back with extra men because they're used to people who aren't ready to still not be ready when they show back up. But we proved them wrong, and they were super impressed with the fact that we had like everything pretty much packed other than a few things. So they were super, super, super impressed. And they actually got out of our house very quickly because, you know, they had extra manpower that they thought we're going to have to be packing all our stuff. So it was an experience. And then the thing is, though, the movers came the second last day we got to stay, like we're in our old house. So that left us one day to clean out any junk, make sure our suitcases were packed for the airplane and everything else. And that just caused even more conflict with the buyers of our home. I'm not going to go into too many details with that. But it caused some more hiccups on our flight. Our seats got changed last minute. None of us were sitting together. I have a 6 and a 4-year-old. The person at the desk checking us in is like, you can't be away from your kids. Like, we got to fix this. And we had 2 cats that were in the cabin with us. So they couldn't move us to certain areas of the plane. So I think that took at least a half hour, possibly 45 minutes. Then we finally get through the scanning. But then my husband is on the phone with the lawyer dealing with the sale of our house, making sure it goes through because the next day our new house has to go through. And it is just insane. And we finally get through to security and they're like, you need to lift your cats out of the bag so we can scan the bag. And our cats don't do well in public settings. They've never been in public and they don't even like when we have guests. So we're like, that's not going to work for us. Like, they have claws. They're going to like scratch us up to high heaven. So they're like, okay, we'll take you to the room downstairs in private and you can take them out and things like that. So that all goes. And then my husband's like, our flight leaves at 10 or at 12:15. It's like 12:15 like now. And we're like, what? So with all the hectic phone calls and the changing of the seats and the cats and everything, I didn't even look at my phone. And sure enough, like we get to the gate and the plane is still there, but everybody's checked on and somebody's already taken our seats. So after not getting sleep forever, I had a little meltdown. My kids got to see me, you know, mommy at her finest, like messy mommy, you know. I just, before I even, you know, finished, you know, processing the information, the airline was really sweet and had seats ready for us for the next flight that, you know, we could start boarding in, I think, in 45 minutes or something. So just enough time for us to find lunch. And then, you know, get on the next plane. So all in all, like, yes, it was very messy. And then thank God when we landed, we only had, I think, about an hour before we had to check in on the ferry. And we made it with time to spare. And ever since that moment, things have been a lot smoother and a lot more beautiful and a lot more gorgeous. We have neighbors that are so amazing. They invited us over for pie. They found out that our furniture, like all our belongings, weren't coming for like over a week after we got the keys for our new home. And it has been such a beautiful transition. So with all that mess in the middle, that still hurts my heart at times, thinking about the struggles that we had to face. It was so worth it in the end. My daughter goes to a school that the kids get to go to the forest across the street every single day. We paid for forest school when our daughter was in kindergarten, a private program, because we know the importance of kids being outside learning and growing and exploring. And now we get to have her go in it full time in a public setting. She's in grade two. And it's just been a beautiful thing. Like, our kids, like, just have been thriving. They've, like, our daughter, both of them have been singing like crazy. But my daughter's very open and sharing. She never really wanted to share about her day before. She's like, Mommy, I love sharing about my day. I never shared about my day back in Waterloo, but I'm really happy here and I love sharing about my day. And it's been a beautiful, beautiful experience. And it's just, anybody that's listened to a podcast before of mine know I've fallen in love with Hallmark movies. I love them. I know they're cheesy, but I love the cheese. I do love cheese. It's a weakness. But I love drama-free living, and they're all about drama-free. Like, it's just chill. You know, they have a little bit of a conflict and it's resolved. Like, I know it's not real life, but, you know, I get enough of real life. I just, when I watch something, I want it to make me relaxed and chilled. And I was just watching one of them the other day, and it was about small town living. And I'm like, that's where I am now. Like, when we left, we had to have a key in the lockbox and things like that in Waterloo, and it had to have a code and all that shenanigans. And here, it's like the keys were under the mat, only because our realtor was away out of town then. I mean, she would have greeted us at the door, because that's how they do things here. But it's just, it's such a different way of living here. And it's like, everywhere I turn, I just feel at home. I'm like, when did we move here? Because it feels like I've been here for years. Like, I feel like I finally found home. And actually, I think it was the same show. It's like, home is not a place. Home is that feeling where you know you just belong. And that is where I'm at now. Now, full disclosure, things are still not 100% pretty and gorgeous. It's not like it's a Hallmark movie and we don't have ups and downs. I still have stressful moments where, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to juggle having my son home all the time when I'm used to having him in daycare 3 days a week when his sister's at school, so I can get back to doing what I love, other than hanging out with my son, that is. And we still have to, like, we have to change over a lot of things. So it's not just a move from one city to another. It's a province to another province. So changing our license plate, insurance, all this craziness, our phone numbers, and phone, like, I need to change my phone plan so I have better service, and just so many things. So yes, we're still a little bit in the transition, but the part that's been the most horrifying is has gone and passed. And as much as that was a very hard time in my life, I've definitely learned a lot and have grown a lot. My husband and I definitely had to work as a really good team through that moving process. And it's just been a really unique, interesting experience. And again, as horrifying as some of those things were that we had to go through, I still would never change the ending of our story here, moving to the Sunshine Coast in BC. And has been, like I said, beautiful. I get to watch the beautiful fluffy clouds like hover down below the mountains. When we look out the kitchen window or the living room window, all you see is mountains. And actually, if you look out our son's window, and I think even the studio, you can actually, you can see both, like, you can see the ocean as well. And it's just been, it's just, I'm in awe of where I am now. So my message to you, and my hope in sharing this, is if you're feeling like you're going through a change right now, or like, I feel like the world is going through a change right now. You know, it's very unpredictable. The world, like, well, life in general is unpredictable. But I feel like nowadays it's even more unpredictable. Like, I didn't know when my daughter was starting school, like when we moved here. We moved here on September 2nd. And I still didn't know what day the school was going to start. I think we found out shortly after, but we didn't know. So things are very unpredictable right now. Life changes. It's, you know, it's a big one constant in our life. And that is the predictable thing. Life changes. So if you find yourself where life is kind of giving you a kick in the butt and you're changing and you don't want to, take a breath. And just what I've discovered is, even though you might not see it now, there's a reason you're going through it, or that you're moving this change, or moving and this change is happening and it's kind of moving you along. And, you know, lean into love. That's one thing I would have loved to have done a little bit more. Actually, I feel like when we were actually in the crazy part of packing, I did. Yes, there was tears, but I was also, whenever I don't sleep, I go into crazy Jody mode where like I just laugh at like everything. So if you feel like you're going through that change, or if you've been thinking about changing, like maybe you would like to make a change in your own life for, you know, to better off like your health, finances, like anything to kind of change your life. I'm not going to lie and say it's easy. It was not easy. But it was so worth it. Like, there's parts of me like, why didn't we do this sooner? I would love to go around the community more and get to know people more, and things aren't as open as they normally would. But so I was like, I wish we would have done this sooner, so we got to know the area. So now I'm practicing patience until things, I guess I don't know when life, I don't know if we'll ever know the life that was normal. I don't know if anybody does know that answer. However, I'm just hoping to find that new ground. And I've been meeting so many beautiful people, you know, neighbors coming over with food. Like, it just, even though things are different in this world right now, people are still loving. People are still amazing if you look for them. So there's also something that I keep seeing on my Facebook. People keep sharing, and it just is so true. It says, I had to make you uncomfortable. Otherwise, you would never have moved. The universe. And that is so true. We got so uncomfortable living in our old home in the city. It was at least an hour and a half to a really nice beach, like a beach I'd really enjoy swimming at. My grandma had a cottage that was about half an hour away, 25 minutes, give or take. And then she sold it. So that definitely changed her perspective on things. And then there was a beach that was about a half hour, but it was one of those ones that it was run by, I don't know, it was like Grand River or something. But anyway, so like you could go in, but like parking was really hard, and it was a very tiny beach, and it's not something you would go to every day. Anyways, now we can walk to the beach. And then there's a beautiful beach on the other side of the inlet, and it is like a 10-minute drive, so we could bike there next summer. We have like, it's 50 plus accesses here of beach, and this is just in the town I live in. There's more all along the Sunshine Coast, so like we could literally go to a different beach every day, every week, and we just get to see new things. So that is what makes me happy. I'm not saying, you know, beaches, not everybody loves the beach, and that is totally cool, but that's where my heart was, so just like wanting to be near water, and it's just been so amazing. So the universe, well, the thing that, you know, it's like, I had to make you so uncomfortable that you had to move. You know, I don't know if I shared this in any of the other podcasts, but one of the decisions was like, I kept getting woken up by the plow last winter, and we knew we had to get out of that house. So, you know, if you are feeling uncomfortable and you're kind of fed up with where you're at, that's a little nudge to say, maybe you could try something different. I'm not saying you have to move across the country, you know, to make a change. Like, that was a massive change. And it's something that my husband and I were were working on for years. Like, we had to become the people we are today to finally listen to our hearts to make that huge decision. It took about seven years or so. Now, I'm not saying that you need to have 7 years to sit on something to make that change. But one of the amazing things I help my clients with is getting clear on who you are so you can move forward in the direction you want to go. Live life on your terms. And that is finally what I am excited to do myself. And it's taken years to finally make this one, this big change. I've always been wanting to be near water. And it took me years, year and a half, two maybe, to really figure out exactly where that was. So I had an idea of where I wanted to live, like what the town I wanted to have look like. And I found it. So again, change is hard at the beginning, messy in the middle, but gorgeous at the end. And as I say this, the sun comes out. We've had a rainy day here. It was a little stormy last night and today, and here comes the sun. So, you know, where there is dark, you can always find light, even after the storm. And if you're going through a change right now, I'm sending you so much love. And if you are at the beginning of making the decision of wanting to change, I'm also sending you so much love. I hope you have an amazing, beautiful day. Talk to you soon. Bye.